Welcome back, Jammers. It's me, Jason. I'm here with Adrian. I'm here with Mandy. It's Jam. And this week, we're going to talk about many different things. I seen in the news just today, maybe yesterday, they talked about the South African variant of COVID-19 breaking through the Pfizer vaccine. So get ready for booster shots probably next year.
Oh, they're doing booster shots of the COVID thing that you have to do every year?
It's not confirmed, but since they're finding variants of the COVID virus actually breaking through some of the vaccines that are being shot into people currently, that there will be boosters, and most likely it's going to end up being some kind of a flu type of vaccination.
For the Pfizer, because the Pfizer one is the only one that doesn't inject live corona cells into you.
Right.
Which ones did we get?
Pfizer.
So we have to go get the booster.
Yeah, we will.
Get
a booster. And it's only a matter of time before the studies start to show that the mutations are breaking through the other thing. Because I read some of the mutations are mutating the protein that surrounds the virus, which means it changes what it attacks and how it defends itself. And the body's immune system is looking for a specific protein that is surrounded the COVID-19. That's how the vaccinations work. And it teaches it how to attack that protein that's sealing that virus in there. But when it mutates and changes the virus or the protein, then it's a different ball game. So that's what they're kind of dealing with now.
Neat.
And that's one of there's the South African variant, the Britain variant, a Brazilian variant. There's a variant that started out in California. So there's a couple. I think there's like five total. So very interesting science. So.
Hooray.
I know. Hooray for science. Get to learning stuff and things.
That's fun. Okay.
What else? Crazy week at work, and apparently a crazy week with people venturing out back into reality and taking guns with them and shooting people up all over the place.
Is that really happening? I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of
several
stories
on shootings.
Several shootings.
Yeah. There was one today in Knoxville, Tennessee, at a...
That's definitely audible on the thing. Yeah.
It's at a... It's at a school. I was trying to remember the name. It's Austin West End or something like that out in Knoxville. Student or an individual brought
said,
a gun.
Yeah, but
Austin East Knoxville School.
Austin East Knoxville School. Individual brought a gun. Someone called the police on it. They went there to confront him, pulled the gun, shot an officer. The officer is not critically hit. He will survive. Shot several other times and hit another person and actually killed that person.
Yes. Student is dead.
I don't even know if that student was someone that person was going after or just an unlucky bystander of stupidity.
There's also been reports. I read where this toddler, I want to say three, found a gun in his home and was messing with it and shot and killed his 8-year-old brother or 8-month-old brother. And then there was another one that I read about today where a kid found the gun in a car. They were left in a car unsupervised and they turned around and shot their sibling because
good
they were playing in the car. The gun in the car. You need to lock up the fucking guns.
Why are guns where children
can get
them?
If you're going to have guns, be responsible. Your kid's not going to look at that and go, oh, I'm not supposed to touch that. They're not going to think that. They're not.
No, they're not. The problem, I know they're getting into real little kids and stuff, but the problem with just dropping and going from must have mask, can't go out, stuck, isolation, to the very next day, completely wide open, balls to the walls, do whatever you want, is you've got people that have been pent up in isolation for a year or more, and now they're just going out to release all this blah. And unfortunately, sometimes it's turning violent and stupid. So,
well, I mean, those people need therapy and professional help.
Yes,
so.
Clearly.
Well, right, but I mean, healthcare in the United States, especially mental health care.
Therapy.
Listen, it's got to make money, apparently.
Oof.
And be accepted by the majority.
Oof.
Just crazy times all the way around. So, what else is going on? What's going on in y'all's lives?
15 new projects.
So many projects.
So many projects.
And you're keeping up with them all.
I'm scared.
What can you do? I think we're all trying to add in and do some extra stuff. Videoing, riding motorcycles, videoing, riding in the car. Streaming video games and just chatting and all that kind of stuff. I think it's a side hustle is in the works for most of us here. So
I was going through it. Sorry, completely off topic. I'm going through like the Google News page just to see. I just typed in recent news, went to the little news tab. I'm going through. I get to about page 15 because there's nothing but garbage and despair on here. And Google stops me and is like, we see an unusually high amount of traffic coming from your device. Are you sure you're not a robot? So what is wrong with Google's programming algorithm that it has to stop and ask if there's a robot? Like, why would a robot hitting this next button over and over and over again cause problems?
Because you're not reading the gory news stories. Why are you not living vicariously through other people and their suffering?
I mean, just get it together, Google algorithm. I don't want any of this. Give me something good.
No,
I don't care
that's
about
not
sports
the news.
Ball. What the fuck is sports ball?
The news is murder, death, kill. That's what gets paid. That's what gets clicks. That's what gets viewers.
Give me something good.
It's not happy, good, fun, good times. That don't get the eyeballs.
Give me something important.
Murder, death, kill. God. That's what we want. That's what we need. Show me the blood. What can you do, though? That's where we are. Heading down to idiocracy.
It's all sports ball and public shootings. I hate this country.
The sports and public shootings. That's all we need anyways. That's a whole news channel. 24/7.
Fox.
Practically.
Yeah. MSNBC. Fox. Network.
All of them put together.
Oh, and stocks. Like.
Stocks,
normal
yes.
Ass people. I mean, I guess normal ass people that read the news are probably the same people that like stocks.
Possibly,
question mark.
Maybe.
Just imagine a bunch of old white dudes are the ones that really read the news a lot. And so white dudes and stocks also go hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. That's probably factual. Oh my goodness.
Radio silence.
We have to do some editing on this one.
Nah, it'll be fine. We're good at this.
Yeah, it's all good. Oh, freaking... This weather is being dumb.
There's...
Just all over the place, but I guess it's... April showers,
yes,
quote unquote,
spring
May
spring.
Flowers, possibly maybe mm-hmm. showers. Mm-hmm. We think there's going to be showers, but we're not really sure.
You're literally just salty because you didn't ride your bike today.
I wanted to ride my motorcycle, and they said it was going to thunderstorm, and then we get nothing.
You okay,
so.
Noah?
Hack.
What can you do? What can you do?
Just ride your bike anyways.
Ride in the rain?
Yeah, suffer.
Like, millions of little pebbles smacking against your skin.
Stop it. When Jason worked at, can I say your old business company thing?
No.
At his previous place of employment, he rode his bike during the day, even though it was a chance of rain that night.
He's an old man. He's fine.
And he wrote, even though it was supposed to rain that night, me and James had to go pick him up, and he locked his bike in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
I'm not going to ride in the rain. If I have a choice, I'm not going to do it, so...
Just be glad you have people that love you.
I know, I am. That's why I just don't take the chance, really, so... They say it's going to, then I'm not going to do it.
So moving on into our next segment, we have SHART. And SHART is an acronym that stands for sexism, homophobia. I'm trying to remember how to spell. Ageism, racism, and transphobia. And just every week I gather the top stories of America's best bigotry just to reiterate them to you, to remind you that America is still painfully flawed, and fuck, we have a lot of work to do.
So much so.
I have three things, all of them terrible, all of them awful. Let's start with North Carolina. Change their sex assault laws.
Ooh.
Once sex has begun, you cannot withdraw consent. State lawmakers considering bill that would change criteria for consent.
So you can't change your mind and say, nah, just go ahead and stop?
Yeah, you're not allowed to say no, stop.
Once you say yes, and it's going.
All bets off.
That's it. You can say no, and it doesn't matter.
So they went ahead and legalized rape.
Yes. Yes, they have. Congrats, North Carolina. You're going backwards.
Yes.
I mean,
horrible.
You've done worse than Texas, and Texas is pretty awful, in my opinion.
Jesus.
I just don't understand how...
Do they feel like you've had enough time up to penetration to change your mind? And once you've gone into penetration, then it's fuck all. You should have said no beforehand.
Well, I didn't read any details because I wanted to be less angry.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter when the time to stop is the time to stop.
I don't care if you are penetrating and getting it in there. The point where someone says stop, you immediately stop.
Right. Yes, there can be a change of mind. There can be all of these things. I don't know. So what lawmaker in North Carolina has some lawsuit coming up to change the laws in order to make it where they don't get in trouble? This is the only thing I can think of at this point in time.
Well, that would only make sense.
There has been a lot of hubbub from cis men that are very upset about people noticing that we have a culture that is totally okay with sexual assault. And I keep hearing the argument, well, what if they have changed their mind after the fact? And you know what? If they have, maybe you should probably look at your own actions and see if something that you did was a little bit rapey.
If the sex act has been completed and then they say, I didn't want to do it, but they told the person that they did and they consented, I don't think you should be able to go back and say, but I didn't want that.
Oh, obviously.
Because if you don't tell someone, they don't know.
Right. Of course that is fucked up. However, if you're in the midst of it and you don't want to stop because blue balls, you're a fucking child, go to jail,
yeah.
You gross rapist.
Exactly. That 100,000% agree with. But there are cases where the women come back or men come back and say, oh, I regret it. I don't want, you know.
This becomes a problem of men also reading silence as consent.
No, you're right. No, you're right. So I think we also need to, we as women or, you know, and men need to start learning how to use the word no. Stop feeling peer pressured and start speaking up instead of just being silent and going, or, you know, because it can. Just being silent and letting something happen, they don't know if you don't tell them to stop.
Well, true.
However, you should read the room. Like,
well, yes, but some people aren't good at reading the room.
I thought she was crying because she enjoyed it.
Fuck.
Just saying, some people cry.
Yes.
Some people cry.
But that,
during sex or after.
You stop and ask questions. Listen, I'm not going to kink shame you if you're into tears. I am going to kink shame you if you're into tears, and this hasn't been discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no consent. There's no agreement.
Well, how about this? How about stop going out and having casual sex with strangers you don't know well enough to know if they're going to say they raped me. At least spend a few hours talking to them. Maybe not have them drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Shocking. Don't take home drunk women.
But they don't drop their pants unless they're drunk.
It's probably you, my dude. It's probably you. So that covers a lot of the sexism
That's
part of this segment.
That's just gross.
Fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible.
So I got a confession.
Do go on.
I've been hiding this for a long time. And I think y'all should know that I'm going to come out and I'm super straight.
Stop it. Stop it.
Did we cover this on the last one? Get out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never going to let it die. That's stupid. I'm just kidding. I'm gay as fuck.
Wow. Amazing. On the more racist and sexist end, we have Paul Murray, a man who was arrested outside of Vice President Kamala Harris's residence with a rifle.
Oh, I saw that.
What?
Yeah.
Like walking the street?
Outside of the Vice President's house with a rifle.
Do they not guard the Vice President's house? Like, he should have walked up and been fucking drawn on because he had a rifle walking up to the Vice President's house.
Yo.
I'm sorry, but don't be stupid. Hey, listen up. Do you want to get shot and die? Get a gun and walk up to the Vice President's house. That's how you get shot and die.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
No, he's alive. He's just in jail because he's a white man.
If he was black, he'd be dead.
Maybe not in this case.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe not in this case.
No, but I mean, nonetheless, color aside, if you walk up with a gun,
I want to know how close he got
to the VP or the president's house, you should be shot. Don't be stupid.
I mean, I also think anyone who charged the Capitol building for a very clearly not good reason should have also been shot. But here we are. It's not like this was like a giant revolution. It was a bunch of people pissy that the election might be rigged when we do this every election year.
But it's different this year. Russia.
It's different this year because we have a bunch of pissy white dudes with no outlets. It makes me sad. It makes me sad that I can say that statement and it be an accurate representation of what America's going through right now. It bothers me. It bothers me that I can say that and be correct. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good that this is happening. I just want people to be better. And people are trash.
People are trash.
And right now it just happens to be the white dudes doing it the most.
I mean...
Speaking of shitty white dudes...
Okay, do tell.
Cops caught on video holding a black army lieutenant at gunpoint.
Yes, this one. This is stupid. What did they say? They said something that was really fucking stupid. I'm scared, I think the dude said. And then
he said, yeah, you should be.
Yes, you should be.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
How stupid are you?
They should be suspended from their position.
Yeah.
So they can learn their lesson on how to not
be try dicks.
To be dicks. But what are you intimidating someone for?
Yeah, you there's no need to.
Are an enforcer of the laws, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're right.
They're not there to intimidate and be dicks and be everything else. Fucking stupid.
Those are the bad cops with ego trips.
Yes, there it is. It's a power play, an ego trip.
There's an unfortunate number of them.
So. There is, and it's scary.
Open the article so I can read.
Oh, it's just... It's really dumb. It really is.
Beep, beep, beep. Did you see or hear?
Oh, and they pepper sprayed him. I'm pretty
why
sure.
Why did they pepper spray him?
Because they're fucking
did
racist.
Did he not get out of the car fast enough? You did not submit to my demands quick enough. I'm going to pepper spray you. That is the biggest ego trip I've seen ever.
Now, we did have Hitler.
Well, true. I mean, people have died from other ego trips, but whatever. Let me be dramatic when I want to be dramatic.
So he's being pulled over because they couldn't see a license plate on his vehicle.
Was there a license plate on his vehicle?
The car was new and a temporary cardboard license plate was taped to the rear window.
I got pulled over by a cop in St. Joe for that because they couldn't see the temporary license plate through the tint, he said.
They should not be allowed to sit and just watch traffic go by and speed trap people.
No.
They should be forced to actually patrol an area. And stupid shit. I didn't see a license plate on your vehicle. What?
Well, right. Well, because I told him I said...
Well, and then no license plate on your vehicle also means you get to be maced four times.
They maced it.
Which is ridiculous. Because the way he saw it was an unmarked car and could have been transporting drugs or something. I'm like, why would I transport drugs or something in a car with no license plate, knowing damn well that I would get pulled over if I didn't have a license plate? And I said, he was like, you need to put that more visible. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Tape it to the back of the car when it'll fly off?
If I was a drug runner or a drug dealer that had a drug runner, I would make sure the vehicle that they are running in meets all laws for the road.
Yeah.
And has a driver that knows how to use signals and stop completely and follow the laws of the road.
You're targeting people. You're not targeting drug runners. No. Drug runners are smarter
that's
than
an
you.
Excuse. And that's the same thing with the cops that keep fucking bugging me on my motorcycle and pulling me over, talking about, well, there's a lot of people that steal crotch rockets and we're just making sure this one's yours.
Bitch, did they report it?
Like, motherfucker.
Then shut the fuck up.
Do you have a stolen bike reported? And one... Was I doing anything illegal to be pulled over for?
Yeah.
No. So fuck off. Stop being power tripping assholes and you won't catch a bad name.
It's true.
Well, I feel like something like this should be like a federal offense. Like you have targeted someone that is part of the US military.
The government.
Yeah.
This is a government employee that they
make. Yeah, this
four
should
times.
Be a federal charge. You shouldn't just lose your job and not a smack on the hand. You should have to sit the fuck in jail for this.
Yeah.
Assault.
Well, did y'all read or hear about the, I don't remember where it was at, but I know there were riots and stuff set on fire and it was mass shooting.
Ooh, what did I miss?
But I tell you what, if you can assault a police officer and get charged with assault of a police officer should also be charged with assault when they assault a civilian.
Yes. But the police officer shot a black guy, but you can hear on his body cam yell, taser. He pulls something out and he shoots the guy. So he shoots the guy and kills him, but he thought he was grabbing his taser.
Well, he's an idiot. Taser's in a completely different spot on their duty belts.
He yelled taser to cover his ass.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of killing a black person.
And say I'm an idiot and I accidentally mistake a gun for a fucking taser.
And the handles are completely different.
You still go to jail for manslaughter.
Because where I work, we have security that carries guns. You have to be qualified, or tasers if you're not qualified. So I've seen both, and some of them carry both. They are not similar at all.
No, they're not. And they're on different. Yeah, and one, they're on different locations.
Yeah, they are.
The taser's usually up front, so you have to completely change your trajectory of your arm. And when you're a peace officer or in the military or deal with guns a lot and go to the shooting range a lot, your muscle memory for that gun is there. And you're not going to mistake it. If you're going for the taser, it's completely separate and you don't do it as much. There's a difference. You know what you're pulling when you're pulling that gun. There is no, oops, I thought it was a taser. Bullshit.
Yeah, no. You have to wrap your fucking finger on a goddamn trigger to pull the barrel. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know it's a gun. it's the most recent in Minneapolis.
Oh, it was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Everyone rioted.
Good.
Because, that's not. Mm-mm.
Call taser and pull my gun. Pull my gun from my duty belt. Put it in line with the suspect.
Oh, no.
And still haven't figured out it's a gun yet. Pull said trigger.
She's going to get away with it.
Why?
Because she's a woman.
Bullshit. That may get her less time, but her ass needs to sit in the motherfucking jail. Is she white?
I don't know. I don't care. This is bullshit.
That's fucking crazy.
God. Taser, shit, I just shot him. Oh, man.
That's what she said?
Yes. Apparently
on the thing, that's what she said.
Yeah, I'm not watching the video. It's a quote from the video. I refuse.
Old man, lay down.
Oh, man. It's sad.
It is.
I haven't found anything homophobic or transphobic or...
So, did you watch the video?
No, I'm not going to. I don't like...
So, she said
like
taser,
that.
And then she pulled the gun, pulled the trigger, and then said, oh, I shot that motherfucker.
No. She said, oh, shit, I shot him. I just shot him, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's stupid cop-out.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Everybody should have rioted. So I don't see a problem with the riots or anything in that situation.
Anyways, I didn't find anything ageism, homophobic, or transphobic this week. So I don't know if that's a good thing or if I am just under a rock right now and something's going on behind the scenes. So
well, I don't know.
We'll see next week. News sources.
Yeah,
outlets. Yeah, who knows? So.
Think, okay, maybe we would, evolve into.
No, humans are pigs.
I
It's the herd mentality.
Humans are fucking garbage. I don't...
Well, I'm sure there's someone somewhere justifying that cop shooting that person.
Oh, absolutely.
But she said taser. Clearly she was confused and her muscle memory was all fucked up. No, it's dumb.
All right, jammers. Thanks for jamming with us. See you again next week. Bye.